fashion tips and medical advice, day 9. I had a text message yesterday morning from my ex-wife and business partner. She's still my business partner. Remember Marco Antonio? He died, of course. At my age, when someone starts a conversation with, remember so-and-so, you know that the upcoming news is either of their passing or something else that can be fairly categorised as bad. It's just the way things go over time. Marco Antonio and I crossed paths through our ex-wives. In that respect, we were brought together in some kind of club. His ex-wife was my ex-wife's aunt. If not for this, we would never have met. You could play this game all day long. The university lovers who defy the odds and stay together and have a family and so on. They can ask each other what might have been if one of them had not passed their exams to get into university. The answer, I'd guess, is that they would have found someone else and been perfectly happy. But it always interests me how we weave the fabric of our lives with the threads of pure chance. Everything could have been so much different if one of these threads had broken or come loose or never been picked up. But I did know Marco Antonio. I cannot remember him being in a bad mood. And rarely, if ever, saw him without at least a grin on his face. He liked a drink and a smoke and a laugh. Who doesn't? Or didn't once. I remember staying in his house for a few nights when, well, it doesn't matter when or why. He had a print of an English racehorse on a wall on a corridor. The caption was the horse's name, Filho da Puta. I loved the idea of this horse, if it ever existed, trotting in front of English racegoers in their lace and hats. And those are my memories of Marco Antonio. I will always remember him with great affection. We are less permanent than thought, but that's just fine. Thought goes on forever.